Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Denise with Best Buy Customer Care. I just got off the phone with a customer who has had, honestly, the worst service I've heard of in a long time. One of your installers had came out to his home and was trying to remove the dishwasher to install the new one. Was not being successful, told him that he would have to cut it in order to get it out. He cut it from the inside and then told the customer he had to leave and that he would be back. He never came back, then said he was going to come back the next day after calling him three times, said he was running later, later, and later, and he just said he's not coming, that he would come the next day, then called the next day and said, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to come today because I needed help, and that person's not able to help me. I mean, it's just,
Right. Do you have the external
we
pay number?
For these contracts. I'm sorry?
Do you have the external numbers that I can pull this up? I assure you nobody in the call center has anything to do with these contracts. I just need to pull up the order so I can see what happened.
Absolutely. So let me see. Which number do you need? Do you need the FMS number or the Best Buy order number?
I need the external number starting with the 07. It should be eight characters long. It might have letters A through F in it.
Yep, I see it. 077, D as in David, F as in Frank, 3, F as in Frank, 4.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. For Nick Hartley in Austin, Texas at 129 Clear Pond Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not even showing that this, all we have is a built-in electric wall oven single under that number. Let's see here.
You know what? It is a wall oven. He said it's...
Do you think you need to speak to home delivery? Or is there a different...
Hold on. Maybe... No, he might have more than one schedule. Let me see.
Certainly.
Let me see if this is it right here. Okay, I found it. My apologies.
Okay.
My apologies. He does have multiple. I have the new one for you if you're ready.
I'm ready.
077, F as in Frank, 7, B as in Brian, 16.
Thank you. One moment.
There's like hardly no notes to what he just told me either. People are just dropping the ball on this one.
Well,
and that's on our end too. When he called in,
with the customers, I mean, I've literally been on the phone with the technician while the customer is chasing him down and, like, hitting his mirror and stuff because he could not complete an installation for a completely valid reason. They hadn't paid for any of the installations. And then that customer then called us back and just made a complete fabrication as to what happened because they were upset. So I need to pull any calls.
I mean, he says he has pictures. The guy did cut his dishwasher and left. That's a fact.
Okay, so there's no delivery for the dishwasher on this ticket. It's scheduled for the 8th of February and hit our system on the 13th of January. Do you have another order number?
No, this is the order. This is the dishwasher. It says Holloway delivery. It says, rescheduled the delivery for the KitchenAid. They've already told them that it's back at the warehouse. The only issue is that this keeps getting pushed out, and he says that the one that he cut, the dishwasher he cut, is literally leaking.
Right, I need to find
the
ticket.
And they shut off his water.
I need to find the ticket from that date. So this happened yesterday?
The day that it happened, no. Let me see, it's not showing me.
I mean, I'm just going to have to search his zip code.
Because basically we need to get this taken care of, like,
right, I'm just trying to find a ticket. I'm trying to find a ticket where we brought out the dishwasher because I'm only finding future scheduled tickets with those order numbers. And the dishwasher isn't on the new ticket.
Well, it looks like I have to ask him the specific dates of when it came out. It looks like he was on a schedule for the, first of all, this was done December 25th, looks like he was scheduled for the 11th, then the 17th, then the 19th, 20th. I mean, there's like all kinds of communications in here. That's all I can see.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm going to search his zip code for that range of dates from the 11th to today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to get this escalated.
He doesn't even have a date as of now. It looks like it was in here to be rescheduled again.
Okay, we don't have anything between the 11th for Hartley, between the 11th and now. Everything that I have for him is, let's see, it shows his ticket hitter system on the 13th for the dishwasher, the 077F7B16. These were online orders too. They've got BB-01 order numbers. And then the other one that you gave me for the double oven.
Yeah, he ordered this online. He's a Total Tech customer, which is why the services are free, because he pays for the membership with us.
Right. But what I'm saying is I don't have a ticket that has us delivering a dishwasher. So if you want to call back with the date that this incident happened so that we can pull the ticket, because I'm not finding anything for him aside from a ticket for the dishwasher install only, no delivery, just the installation of the dishwasher on the 8th. And then the order that you've given me prior to that. Let me pull that up real quick. And then the one for the single built-in electric oven in the hallway with the delivery of the unit, that's scheduled for the 1st of February.
Yeah, that's different. This one, I can see I'm in the order. It looks like for some reason the dishwasher install is separate from the delivery of that. I don't know why now it's split.
Right, so I'm trying to find the original ticket so that I have the information to escalate on.
Let me see. And that's the thing. There's no notes in here. Like, the installer should have been putting notes, and there's no note in here from the installer. It says date submitted. Spoke with client.
I mean, are you sure this didn't come through home delivery? Or does it show you the tech company?
Third party. It says XOP.
Or XPO.
Hold on. Yeah. That's what I mean. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no other notes. That's the thing. It looks like he's just falling through the cracks here.
Right. I have to have a ticket where it shows that we were even scheduled to go out there, let alone had a delivery to deliver to him.
I mean, but I wouldn't have a ticket number. All I would have is, like, the information that I'm looking at right now is the order, and I'm looking at it in two different ways. Looking at it.
You know what? I think I found the original ticket for the 20th for the delivery. At a Best Buy San Marcos, which is home delivery. It's not complex install. So if anybody from home delivery was attempting to put in his dishwasher, I apologize, but you would need to speak to that department. It looks like they got the ticket sent to the correct department now, and it's scheduled for the 8th of February. So I don't know who he was speaking to out of home delivery that would try to install his dishwasher.
The people that install the dishwasher would be the same people that would uninstall the old one, though. That's, you know what I mean?
Right, and it sounds like that guy didn't know what he was doing. Literally,
exactly.
Our teams.
But that's what I'm saying. We have the, you know what, let me call him back. I'm going to get the guy's name and everything.
Right, I wouldn't, I would
call you back.
Get the date of the original occurrence, because I want to give you this order number if you'll take it down. This is the order number for home delivery for this customer, and it came up with the same BBY01 number. Letting me look at it. It's a shipment. So this would have come through home delivery, so it's got a different tracking number. The notes here don't have much, but what is it even showing?
Yeah, because again, when we have this is scheduled for an install in hallway and delivery, it's all brought by the same company. It's the same person.
Right, but there's different departments. So typically we will install and deliver. I don't know. The install ticket we have has no product on it. And then there's a delivery ticket, which I can give you the DMS number for on our end. The BBY01 number pulls this up, and it's with Best Buy San Marcos, and I can give you the correct number to speak to that team.
Okay, what is that number?
Give me just a moment to pull it up. So when anything comes through home delivery, you would need to dial 844-742-5976, and then you select your language and hit option 4. And
option four.
It'll ask you to put in his phone number on the order, and then it should get you to a representative. Typically, you would have called the right number, but it looks like somehow the dishwasher got sent separately through home delivery. I've actually seen that happen quite a lot lately, where the DOD reps are scheduling the products first and then the install. Like, we have to schedule the install first over here and then schedule the product based around that.
But if it
there's
was just
no product.
Delivery, why would it,
I
yeah,
can't tell you because I don't represent Last
yeah.
Mile.
Right.
I don't know
but
what
if
that
it
dude
was
saying.
Delivery and he's cutting the dishwasher, that has to be the person who's going to be installing it because he was there to pull out the old one to install the new one. And he was like, well, I have to cut it. And then
it
cut
sounds,
it and just left.
Here's the thing. I've had so many dishwasher installs not take place because the flooring is blocking in the dishwasher and our installers won't touch that because they know better. It sounds like you have a delivery agent in the home delivery team that got a little too big for his britches or didn't understand that he was just supposed to deliver that. Maybe they wanted to complete the hallway or maybe they were pressured to complete the hallway in the installation. But we don't have a ticket in complex install that has the delivery on it. But when I am pulling the BBY01 number, it is definitely pulling up a delivery ticket for Best Buy San Marcos, which is not installations. So I would definitely reach out to them and see what they can tell you about what happened. I can tell you it doesn't give me any information on the driver because, again, I don't have much access into the system at all. But the ticket number to provide to them when you get on that line is 0780603 F as in Frank. And it's showing that it's in a reschedule cancel status. But then it shows delivered. So, yeah, hopefully they can clear that up for you because, again, over here we only deal with the complex install order, so I don't have any direct contacts for Best Buy San Marcos.
Okay, so at the end of the day, if I get this fixed, because right now what I'm seeing on the order is that the install is separate from the actual delivery of the product.
Right.
It did get split. I don't know when it got split, but it's split now.
Whoever brought it.
I can reevaluate that and get that fixed right now. I could do it now. The issue is, it's going to try to give me a date that's going to push it out because it doesn't know. And like I said, there's literally no notes in this order. It's ridiculous that this has been going on this long. And obviously, there's people on my end, agents like myself, that aren't as experienced as I am. There's no notes as
right.
to his whole ordeal for anybody to be reviewing. So he's basically been falling through the cracks here. Now, if I go ahead and I reschedule this and reevaluate everything, are you able to expedite a date for me? Because at the end of the day, I could call this number that you just gave me. We can go around and they're going to give me an explanation or whatnot. At the end of the day, I do want to know who it is because obviously he was very unprofessional and it's unacceptable. But if I reschedule this right now, are you able to expedite it? Like,
I mean,
it needs to get scheduled.
I'm showing that he already has a scheduled date of the 1st of February.
That's just for the install. That's not for the delivery
That's
of the
That's not
actual
even
dishwasher.
For the dishwasher. The dishwasher is scheduled for the 8th of February for the installation.
Right.
What I can ask is
right.
the soonest
that's
date,
just
but
the install.
Until I have the ticket to present to the service provider, I won't know. The availability that's in the calendar
okay.
is based on their
let
capacity.
Let me call you back then, and yeah, let me go ahead, and then I'm going to reach out to our people. And
certainly.
Explain
and then
happened.
When you speak to
they,
home delivery, let them know that you need
it.
To file a claim
yeah.
based on what you've told me.
Okay.
Some sort of
thank
damage claim
much.
Will need to be
I
filed
will.
If a delivery guy
so
tried
in order
to install
to,
a dishwasher.
When I reevaluate this and put this together, am I going to need to call you back so that we can get that expedited after I do all that?
Yeah, you definitely need to get an agent to send an email to the service provider so that we can explain the situation and ask a sooner date. I'm going to go ahead and notate the ticket with the dishwasher on it because that's the one we'll be requesting the sooner date on. So
okay.
that would be the 077F7B16. That's where I'm putting the notes regarding his issue with the dishwasher. And I will escalate this to corporate customer care management to see if they can have any contacts with
home
delivery.
Okay, and you
said you're
going to need a number when I call these people. You said you need what from them again?
Oh, I'm saying when you call those people, the order number on their end, I don't know if they're going to have a DMS number because there's home deliveries numbers and there's DMS's numbers. So we've got 0780603 F as in Frank. The date on this ticket is the 20th, so it would have been this past Thursday. And then the long number for home delivery is 011-004, A like Apple, 202022003R. And that's the number they use in home delivery.
Yes.
That should be able to search by phone number without it taking a long time, though, over there.
Okay. Let me see what I could do. And so that we can get this fixed. And just, we need to fix it. All right, thank you for your time.
I'm sorry that happened.
All right.
You take care.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thanks for